we're seeing in Donegal at the moment is very different to the rest of the country. For the country as a whole, the average rate of inflation at the moment in rents is close to 12% a year. But in Donegal, it's less than 0.5%. If rents are rising, they're only just rising. And indeed, they fell in the first 3 months of 2018, the only county to see that. What's clearly happening, it's happening in both the sale and rental markets at the moment, is that Donegal is being particularly affected by the Brexit effect, the uncertainty around the future, especially with so many people in certain parts of Donegal commuting over the border that's open at the moment. If that doesn't remain open, of course, that affects people into the future, both from a commuting point of view and also from an employment point of view, businesses in Donegal serving markets in Northern Ireland. So I think it's for that reason that Donegal is the most extreme example, but not the only one. There are other pockets.
And the report has also revealed that in Donegal, from a one-bedroom apartment to a three-bedroom house, it is cheaper to buy, which I'm sure some people will find surprising.
In general, what we're finding is, looking across the country, that the smaller the property, the cheaper the mortgage is relative to the rent. And that's because after the bubble, there was a huge pullback in demand for buying one- and two-bedroom properties. They were seen in the bubble as properties that you hold for a couple of years and then sell on with some capital gain. But of course, capital gain didn't always materialise. So demand moved back in quite a bit for those kinds of properties, and that their price has fallen quite a bit now. So because there's still one- and two-person households, there's still a need for smaller accommodation, rents have held up, but the prices are still much lower, and for that reason, the mortgage is cheaper than the rent.